Welcome back. I'm Dr. Catherine Messagey, Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain, one of only six layer one chains based fully in the U.S. as of this recording, the only one based in the great state of Florida. And today I want to talk about how governments can, because they're saying they want to, encourage more production and deployment of blockchain in the United States, make Florida the crypto capital of the world. They want to, which, number one, can we just pause and celebrate that for a minute? That is fantastic. But how are they going to actually do that, right? Decentralized systems are often created from a groundswell of community. So what is government supposed to do to encourage this to happen? Well, there are some things they can do, and we have some ideas. So I want to talk about those ideas today. Encouraging production and deployment of blockchain in any state or country, doesn't matter where, comes down to three things: regulation, investment, and adoption. So it's really about what can you do to encourage those three things. What can you do to encourage better regulation? Okay, well, that's easy. If you are the government, you have control of that, and they're working on that right now, and the results are amazing. So better regulatory environments are coming. There's more you can do, though. So we'll talk about that. Encouraging investment is another thing that you need to do. So we'll talk about how you can encourage investment in actual blockchain products, not just crypto junk, but actual blockchain infrastructure. And we'll talk about how you can encourage adoption and use. So let's get into it. So first off, regulation. Holy cow, what a great year this has been so far as I'm recording this right now. Unbelievable. The amount of pro-crypto, pro-blockchain, pro-decentralization regulation that is coming out of the U.S. right now. It has really done a massive 180 since we started Geode over 3 years ago at this point. Wow, what a difference. It's a complete 180. So it's really nice to be living in a time where you have this much pro-blockchain and pro-crypto regulation coming out. So at the national level, we're seeing a lot of awesome stuff. At the state level, you know, just adopting what's happening at the national level. And then certain states are choosing to go a little bit further, and we encourage that. So what could states do from a regulatory perspective? And I'm looking at you, Florida. You want to be the leader? I'm going to tell you how. Number one, get rid of property taxes. Wait, what does that have to do with crypto and blockchain? Well, it has everything to do with attracting founders to your state. And Florida's got a little bit of a PR problem here and there. And I don't know. Is Florida man, like, I think of it as a good thing. Florida woman, why not? I live here. I love it. I wouldn't be anywhere else. So having no property tax is a great way to attract founders to what? Buy property and live here. It's important. You've got to bring the founders in. You've got to bring the investors in, and no property taxes. Woo! Is a great way to do that. The next thing that you can do is, obviously, you know, Florida has no state income tax, so that's great. And then you have to take a look at what you can do beyond that to encourage that. Crypto is currently the main primary utility at the moment for blockchain. So you can do things like no capital gains on crypto. You could do things like no income tax on crypto trading. There are always things you can do. Now, Florida already has no income tax, so you can't go further down than zero. But, you know, allowing it to be in 401ks, of course, that's already allowed at the national level. So from a regulatory standpoint, we are nearly there. I think I would get rid of the property taxes. You have some control over sales tax at the state level. See what you can do there. So reducing taxes naturally encourages whatever you want to encourage, right? Increasing taxes and regulatory paperwork burden discourages whatever you want to discourage, right? So reduce the paperwork, reduce the taxes. So let's talk about investment. How do you encourage investment in blockchain infrastructure? Well, it's got to be profitable. VCs, angel investors, companies are going to invest in blockchain infrastructure if it's profitable for them. So looking at the tax implications for businesses. Now, Florida and, of course, the U.S. does have income tax for corporations and businesses. Could you give them a discount on that if they start a blockchain, right? So similarly to how you give tax incentives when people put solar panels on their home or more energy efficient windows, how about some tax advantage to companies that institute their own blockchain or who create products on public blockchains that are native to this state or this country? You want to incentivize the founders to found in the U.S., and part of that is getting that investment in as well. So the investors have to see the profit in that. Now it's all tied together. Why do people not currently, or haven't until this year, worked to produce more blockchain and crypto projects in the U.S.? Well, people look at that regulatory environment and say it was awful. Why would you build in the U.S.? And you're right. But it was also because of the laws around investment in, well, anything really, right? A project that was based in the U.S. would have been much better off seeking investors from outside the U.S. And U.S. investors were looking outside the U.S. You want to bring them all back here. Events can help, but also due diligence. Deal flow and due diligence is a massive amount of the work that goes into an investor's actual choice in their portfolio. It's a massive amount of work. If the state can do anything with that, maybe sponsor a separate activity, don't make it look government. I know this is where it gets tricky, and tell me what you think about this in the comments. How do you make this jive, right? A centralized government entity is trying to encourage decentralized entities, and I love it, and I'm going to take all the help we can get. How do you make this play with the ethos of decentralization? That's going to have to be a different video, but tell me what you think in the comments. So you've got to bring these people together. You can have events that bring investors and projects together, but if you can help to vet those projects for quality, could you give them a quality rating? Could you give them a quality stamp that would help investors see this state and this state's activities as a resource for deal flow? Make it easy on them. Help them out a little bit. Investigate these projects. Is this junk? Does it have longevity? How are the financials looking? Help the investors out a little bit. They'll see the state of Florida or the United States as a resource for really great deal flow. They'll come around. So helping with that matchmaking, helping with the technical due diligence, helping with the deal flow, these are things a government could do or could assist with. And then we have to talk about adoption. Adoption of blockchain, you're seeing a natural increase in adoption anyway. I'm not sure we actually need as much help here. I think we are naturally heading in that direction anyway. But if you were to help with adoption, government itself could adopt blockchain, and that then engenders trust in corporations who may want to adopt blockchain for efficiency and data storage, which it is really, really great at storing anything that you need an absolute time-stamped record of what happened, right? Railroads, international trade, port activity, shipping, medical records. Obviously, you got to deal with the privacy issue on that, as on all of these things, but blockchain is also quite good at that too, right? Not everything is public, right? Some things can be stored encrypted in a smart contract, and some things can be public knowledge on the chain. So you've got both choices here, and applying those intelligently in a government setting is a great way to encourage trust and adoption throughout corporations and then individuals, and it all just kind of trickles down. Now, I do think, tell me what you think, but I do think actually that blockchain adoption is coming along quite nicely. I don't think you can actually just force 8 billion people worldwide to just be like, adopt it right now, right? That kind of centralized authoritative demand does not play well in where people want to go these days, which is decentralized sovereign autonomy. The power of the individual, right? You don't force it on people. they're gonna pick it up over time. It's already working. And what you're gonna see in terms of adoption is if you just assist this with the standard ways that governments help things, lowering taxes, lowering regulatory paperwork and regulatory burdening, licensing requirements, or anything like that, just get those out of the way and let this flourish in the way that it is attempting to and that people want it to. And that's really what it comes down to. Get out of the way from a regulatory and tax perspective and help out a little bit when it comes to deal flow and investment opportunity for investors, and encourage them, right? Help them create the profitability by helping them find those good projects to invest in. There's a lot of junk in this industry right now, and we're going to start to see it cleaned out by the laws that are coming and that are happening right now as I record this. So that's what governments can do. Again, it's about attracting founders to the state. I really encourage the state of Florida to get rid of property tax, and that will encourage founders and investors to come in, buy property, and live in it. Don't just rent it out. So I really encourage that. You can always do more with university outreach courses, incubator programs at universities, but I wouldn't go completely with universities because blockchain is for everyone, including people who cannot necessarily afford the incredibly high price of university educations these days. So do what you can, right? Incentivize domestic incorporation. Incentivize the high quality projects while you squash the scams. Really, really prosecute the scams to help keep that out of this industry. Incentivize that investment. And a little bit of incentivization of adoption, although I really don't think you need to do much here. It's happening rapidly already, and you don't want it to happen too quickly. There's even a problem. There's a risk in too quick of an adoption as well. So that's what governments can do. So I really highly encourage the United States administration and the state of Florida at large to do what you can. Call on me. I'm here to help. I have more ideas. We have been neck deep in this industry for since 2023, building right here in the great state of Florida. So thank you for checking this out. Let me know how we can help. Let me know your thoughts. What have I missed here? What else can we do? Because I know it's crazy, but our governments at the state and federal level want to help. Let's let them. Let's encourage them. Let's show them how. All right, put your thoughts in the comments, and I'll see you next time. See you on chain.